Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right. Well, good morning, everyone. Happy August 1st, 2025. It's not only special because it's a new day and a new month. It is special because this is the debut of the Dad Up radio show. And I am so very excited. I am grateful to God for the station, grateful to God for this wonderful opportunity that we have to speak to and with fathers. I have a group of dads in the house this morning to kick off this, our very first show. I spoke to Karen, who is right at my hand here. She has been with the station for the past 9 or so years. And I asked, how long has the station been around? She said 30 years. Hey guys, we have a long time to live and do work because this program will live because fathers matter. Before I introduce these wonderful dads in the house, it wasn't very long ago that we had this spirited debate about whether black lives matter, white lives matter, or all lives matter. And I'm not even sure that that question has been answered yet, but what I do know is that dads matter. Dads matter. And so this show is to reach dads, new dads, single dads, separated dads, all types of dads and father figures. I want to say a special thank you to the men in the house. I have Bob, my wonderful friend and prison ministry colleague. I very often say we meet in prison and people take a look again. We met in prison. We do a prison ministry for men in prison. And before I ask him to say a little bit more, I want to also introduce my friend and brother, Charles Jones, who is a dad, and he has a story to tell of how graceful God has been to him. I have also Mike, who is our tech guy here. Listen, we are not just going live as we are on air, but we hope to be on Instagram, Facebook. What are the other ones, man?
TikTok,
the whole works. So this show, we hope, will go beyond even the span of this wonderful station as we reach dads and father figures. I also want to introduce a friend of mine, Bill. And again, he too has a story. He heard about us when we did one of these shows in the past promoting this program. And so, gentlemen, welcome. You are part of history, and I'm so honored to have you with us. So let me start with my left. I mean, weren't it for this program being on the air, we probably wouldn't have met. And God is amazing how he does things, Bill.
Yeah, I humbly say that I'm a listener to WCNO every day. And several months ago, may have been 6 months ago, you had been on the show and kind of planted this seed, this concept of having a show for fathers. And I distinctly remember I was driving and, you know, the Holy Spirit nudged me and it was a call to action. It was, this is too important. It's important for my life. It's important for service to other fathers and to use the experiences that we have. When it's all said and done, that's what we have to do. We have to pay it forward. And so there's a lot of power in this room and there's a lot of power in this mission and we can feel it. And I just want to humbly be a part of it.
Welcome aboard, my brother. Welcome aboard. And still to my left, you won't be able to see us yet until we go live on social media, but the youngest man in the room, and our youngest dad, Mike, welcome, brother. Welcome.
It's an honor to be here amongst fellow dads. My journey is one that you'll find out sooner or later, but I didn't grow up with my dad, and I always wanted to implement that, what I wanted in my children. That was always really important to me, and my wife and I just wanted to really do something that was just dedicated to them through faith and just understanding that we can break those chains and those cycles and really be just vessels and teachers and at the same time be students. And mm-hmm. I think this platform is great, Dad Supporting Dads. The opportunity to just be a part of this is amazing, and I really appreciate it.
And I know you. So what you're saying is so true. You are an amazing dad, man. And
just be a.
I trust God will continue to use you and your life to help other dads and would-be dads to know that it can be done. It can be done.
Thank you.
I call him a giant, and it doesn't sit well because Goliath got defeated. So it's the good giant. I have Brother Charles Jones, who is a friend of mine and a dad, and he's in the house. My brother, welcome.
Thank you. I am so humbled that you asked me to be a part of this. Sometimes I wonder who would want to hear what I have to say, but I have people that tell me that you have a story and people can benefit from your story. And I want to say I'm proud to be born and raised right here in Martin County, Port Salerno, and a lifelong member of the Port Salerno Church of God and a proud descendant of charter member of the Port Salerno Church of God in 1931. I'm excited about this, and I believe we're going to do great things. God has, we're about to explode, I believe.
Amen. Thank you, brother. This one is Bill. Bob, there are too many bees in here, man.
How soon they forget.
Bob, welcome. You are, I said it before and it's true, we met in prison, literally. We do a prison ministry for men, and what a life-changing experience that is, not just for those on the inside, but for those of us who have the honor of working with them. But welcome.
Thank you so much, Seamus. I am just, I am delighted to be part of this ministry. I'm delighted to be serving with you and the other gentlemen in this room. You know, I check off a lot of the boxes as a dad. And one of the things that I will say before we start, because he mentioned age, I am the oldest one in the room at 78 years old. And you know, you get, as a dad, you get 78 years of experience 1 year at a time. Mm-hmm. So there's no formula for this. I'm just looking forward to sharing some of the stories that I have about my daughter and my relationship with her.
Well, you're so right. The experiences that we have, I believe they're not meant just to be for us. I believe God never wastes a tragedy. He never wastes a divorce. No, not that he causes it, but he never wastes that. He never wastes a tragic death. He can always use something that the enemy intends for evil, for good. And so I very often say to the young men that I work with and try to apply to myself too, that a wise man learns from his mistakes, but a wiser man learns from the mistakes of others. So if I can learn from your 78 years of mistakes and not make them, then I'm wiser for doing so. I want to give a special shout out to a few friends and brothers out there. This morning as I was getting ready to come, a good friend of mine and a supporter of this program, John, sent this to me. He says, attempt something so big that it is doomed to fail unless God be in it. And I thought, thank you, John. If I didn't read the whole thing, I'd think, you want this to fail? But no, it is true. Anything that we attempt to do that we think it's a piece of cake, well, probably it's just that, a piece of cake. But when it is bigger than we are, then we know that God has to be in it. And in fact, this program and this mission here, listening audience and everybody who will be joining us, is bigger than we are. We will not have enough volunteers. We will not have enough money. We will not have enough resources to do what we need to do. But if we put it in the hands of God, we will make it. So the DADA program is part of the Father-Child Connection. The Father-Child Connection is a nonprofit organization that seeks to empower fathers to establish, reestablish, or strengthen the connection between themselves and their children But there's a second part to that mission. It's to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures. That mission, brothers, is big, too big for us. But I've learned that I should never ask God for tasks to match our strength and our resources. Ask him to give us, let me rewind. Don't ask him for strength to for task to match our strength and our resources, but rather for strength and resources to match our strength. I hope you got that. So this is bigger than what we can do by ourselves, but I do believe that we will make a difference. So prior to coming on air, we spoke to each other, and we agreed that we were going to dedicate this program to somebody special in our lives or a group of individuals. And I want to dedicate this inaugural program to my wonderful daughter, without whom I'd probably not be a dad. This young lady, I taught to ride a bicycle. I taught her to drive a stick shift, not just the little easy things that you guys learn. And hopefully I've taught her far more things, and I'm honored to be her dad. I want to say a quick thing here before I get to you guys. I remember when she was moving into her first apartment, she gave me a key, an extra key, a spare key, just in case. And then one day I got that call. That said, Dad, I locked myself out. Could you come and open up for me? And of course, I felt so proud, man. Dad has the key. Going to, before I even got dressed, I got a call saying, please don't bother. I said, what do you mean? I Googled how to break into my own house. I said, Google is taking my space. Come on. Listen, there is no social media, no nothing out there that can take the space of dads when it comes on to relationships. So I want to dedicate this program to my favorite daughter. And she reminds me, I'm your only daughter, but she's still my favorite. Mm-hmm. What about you, Bob?
Well, very similarly, Seamus, I'd like to dedicate I'd like to dedicate this to my daughter, Becky. My wife and I were not able to have children, and so Becky is adopted, and she is loved each and every day. I think the key word is connection, and we are connected now, literally. We speak every day, but there were times in our life when we were disconnected, and that's why I think this ministry is so important. Also, while I have the mic, I'd also like to dedicate it to my granddaughter, Mackenzie, who is now physically separated from her mom at 17 years old. And I know that that's an important time in her life. And so I want to lift her up and pray for her and pray for her connection with my daughter, Becky.
Thanks. Charles?
Well, I really want to acknowledge three people who are no longer with us. My parents, Charles and Mary Jones. I inherited my looks and my size from my dad, although I'm bigger than my dad. And I inherited his will, his strong will as far as fatherhood. Some say I take it to the extreme, but that's where my mom comes in. She has softened my approach. And I think about my dad because he didn't become a Christian until he was in his 60s, and it totally changed him for the better, for sure. And my mom was a Christian since 1963. She passed away in 2016, so I got to see what a godly person is. And I also, as far as fathers, I dedicated to my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, Isaac Mackey. He was one of the charter members, as I said before, of Port Sonoran Church of God. Small man, maybe no more than 5'7" or so, but he was big in presence. In our neighborhood, everybody knew Deacon Mackey. So those are the people I dedicate this to.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Mike?
Well, I want to dedicate this to three people, actually. One is my son. He's 16. He started it off. His journey is tremendous, and it's just a testimony to his strength and how to really deal with adversity even before he took his first breath. Then I want to dedicate this to my 12-year-old daughter, who kind of softened everybody. But she's a little bully too, so she definitely keeps everybody in line. I also want to dedicate this to my wife. Without her, I wouldn't be a father. So going through everything that we've gone through together really showed me how there's different rocks in our life. There's one where, you know, you have your significant other. There's your children that keep you grounded. And then there's God, who's the foundation of everything. So all glory to him. And yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Bill.
I've given a lot of thought to this when you put this in front of us. And I'm a father of three. And I would give them everything. I've given them everything. I'm available for them. And as they say, I would put my life on the line for each and every one of them. But truly, who I want to dedicate my time and talents and treasures for my work here, if I'm fortunate enough to continue to do it, it's for the men that we're going to reach. It's for the broken man that may be listening to this. It's for the isolated man who feels like the isolated father who feels like the world is against him. And it's for the man who is who senses that warrior spirit inside of him, and he needs some band of brothers to come alongside of him. That's who I want to dedicate my work for, because in my time here on Earth, one of the most important things I've learned is I think, and I believe, that there's nothing more powerful on the face of this earth than a clear-minded man who has control of his emotions, who is gentle, but also every day bends his knee to the commander-in-chief, and that's not our president, that's not a world leader, that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you've got those three things going, and we hope to be able to assist others to get in line with that. That's who I want to dedicate my work to, those mm-hmm. men. And I also want to shout out to my wife, my significant other. Mike talked about that. That's really, when you have the right woman by your side, it just unlocks so much. And I thank her. Her name is Debbie, and I want to shout out to her.
Amen. There are some guys out there, and I want to quickly mention people like Sir Marlon and Ernest and John and Chan. There are so many guys out there that I lift my hat to and dedicate this program to as we move forward. But I want to give our listening audience the opportunity to be part of what we're doing. In fact, starting today, we are on a roll. We want to have 1,000 dads and father figures signed up between now and the end of this month. It's called Dad Up 1000. Dad Up 1000. We're asking you to sign up to be part of this movement. And you can be part of Dad Up 1000 in three ways. One, through your prayers. At the end, you're going to get our phone number to call or to text or to go on our website. Be part of this movement by praying for us. We need your prayers. This job, this mission of reaching fathers and father figures, so large, we're going to need God. So we're asking for your prayers. I'm also asking for your hours. If you're out there and you can give 1 hour per week, 1 hour, 60 minutes, you can change the trajectory of a person, a young person without a father, or someone who's a father, but he's young and inexperienced and needs help. And we're also asking for your dollars. We are going to need funds to make this program last as long as this station for the past 35 years. And this is a good time to say thanks to Nolan Pest Control Company. They are the sponsors for this show this morning. Thank you so very much. They have a lot to offer. Here's their phone number. If you wish to reach out to them for lawn service or pest control, it's 561-823-2173. That's 561-823-2173. Or you can visit their website, www.nozzlenolan.com. But for you, the listening audience, we want you to be part of this movement. We hope that every day of the week, we say something, we do something that impacts you. And with the help of social media, we will be able to reach more than just our listening audience, which is potentially 7.5 million going up to 8. But when we hit the road, Mike, with all this wonderful technology, we'll go to places where this station is not at. But we will have our equipment, and we will be reaching that. I want to quickly refer to spies. I know, spies. We're hoping that every day our dads and our father figures will become better spies. So I want you to think of five pillars, or, guys, five tires, since we all drive, or should be. And each of them needing to be well balanced, because if you have five tires and one of them is low or flat, it throws you off. Spies, your social well-being. P, your physical well-being. I, your intellectual well-being. E, your emotional well-being. And S, your spiritual well-being. And if you rate yourselves from 1 to 10 each day, you will know whether or not you need to pump up one of them, or in some cases, deflate one if you're getting too big in one area. So let me quickly go around, guys, because this is for us. We're going to model what we ask our dads to do. On a scale of 1 to 10, your spies. So S, your spiritual. Where are you, Bob?
I am spiritually good. Excellent, as a matter of fact.
So you're a 10?
I'm a 10.
All right. And Charles?
Well, I wouldn't rate myself a 10 yet because I have so much more to learn and so much more to do. So I would give myself a 5 or a 6 and rising.
All right. Mike?
I'd say I'm a 5 as well. I mean 10 would be me walking on water. So I think I'm at a 5.
I agree with what the other two gentlemen. Although I strive for a 10, and I've seen every time you strive for that he will open doors and show you. But I'm going to conservatively say an 8 or a 9, but constantly looking to rise and get higher.
All right. So as of now, we're going to cancel 5. 5 is too easy, so I'll give you a break this morning. But it is okay to be 10, because like anything else that is left unattended, it will slip. So at this moment, like him, Bob, I'm at a 10, just for this morning, though. You're at 10. I'm at a 10. Okay, physical, our well-being. Men, we don't do very well. Dads, we don't do very well with our physical checkups. And again, that's one of the things that we will do, is have subject matter experts who will come in and talk to our dads physically.
5.
All right. That was no hesitation.
I would say probably about an 8. I had a great workout this morning, and I have a wonderful wife, Doreen, who stays on top of me to go to appointments. if I miss appointments or if I'm sick and she doesn't know, she gets upset. So,
all right.
I say I'm about an 8 myself. I definitely stay busy. Kids keep me active. Actually, took my daughter to the Y. She had volleyball practice, and I jumped in and I'm paying for it, but
you're paying for it.
It was fun.
I like what Bob said here is that, I just crossed over an age milestone, and the more I work out, the more I feel my body. So it's got to be a 7 and 8, but I'm striving constantly, working against the body that is in decline. While the spirit rises, the body goes in decline. Right. And I'm a perfect example of that.
Amen.
All right. For myself, physically, I'd say a 7. I need to do the YMCA thing and the gym thing. The intellectual, the mental health, that part of us that very often gets overlooked. Where are you?
I'd say I'm an 8.
All right.
I'd say a 9.
All right. Mike?
I'd say I'm an 8 as well.
Okay.
yeah, I got to go. I'm an overthinker. I'm probably at 8 and 9. I've got to back off a little bit sometimes.
All right, I said 8 for myself. Emotions. How do you handle your emotions and other people's emotions around you?
Boy, I'd say generally good. I don't know what that translates to. 7.
I would say about an 8. My mom was emotional, and I think I kind of inherited that. And I come from an emotional family.
All right, Mike?
I would say maybe a 7. Either I'm too cool, calm, collective, or I'm at 100. So I would say maybe a 7 works out.
I'm going to say a work in progress 7.
All right. I agree with that. I'm a work in progress 7. Okay. And then the social. How do you wind down? How do you let your hair down? I shouldn't use that analogy. How do you socially?
Well, I'd rate myself an 8 there because one of the things that I love to do is stay connected, not only to my daughter, but to my friends.
I would say about a 7. I used to be well down, maybe like a 2 or 3, but again, I thank my wife, Doreen, for helping me to open up socially because I used to be so closed.
I would say I'm about an 8. I had actually dialed back because you figure out what's important in life, so you don't have to reach everybody. They can come to you if you project the right spirit and message.
All right.
I would say I'm an 8. Recently, I took a step of faith. I didn't have a great support group of men, and I took a step of faith and started a men's group. I'm going to do a shout out to Salt Life Men's Group of Jupiter. We are it's a half dozen guys, and we are just, it's amazing, and they are really a wonderful support group. And I believe, again, I'm going to go back to Bob. I mean, there's wisdom there that you must stay socially active.
Amen. I'll give myself a 9.5. Listen, we are out of time almost, but this is how quickly half an hour passes. Mm. I want to ask you, listening audience, join us every day, Monday to Friday, on this station. We will have something that you can be engaged in. I'm hoping you will participate by letting us have your suggestions, your ideas. We'll have a call-in live show very soon. We have experts who will be coming on the show. For example, we have somebody from the Florida Rural Legal Services who will be coming to answer legal questions that our dads might have. Somebody from Cleveland Clinic who will come and answer questions about men's health. We hope that every day of the week we will cover one of those pillars, those tires. On Monday, we will do the spiritual. Tuesday, we will do physical. Wednesday, we will do intellectual. Thursday, we'll do emotional. And on Fridays, we will do social. We're almost out of time, and we haven't even done our dad's got joke. Listen, we have something up our sleeves for you, but we are almost out of time. Listen, I'm asking you out there to join us on this wonderful journey because the best is yet to come. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us and listening audience. Thank you for joining us. This is just the start. The best is yet to come, and we hope that you will join us in your prayers and support us with your hours and support us with your dollars. God bless you so very much. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.
Said a this morning I woke up and I looked in